Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachos daf Memches. Begin in Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of different maskel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. V'les hilchas hakakol hanishmaitzim. Actually, the halacha does not follow like all these rulings that we just brought. Elikiha, rather like the following teaching regarding katan hayideya. If a child knows lemimavarchim. Taste comes to explain first of all the final ruling regarding combining a minor for a zimun of 3 people, of 10 people, and as it relates to davening. As the Gemara brought many different leniencies regarding combinations, those that could be added for the answering of Zimun. Shmuel Levi says you could have a minor or a slave that can combine to 9 people. Rav Huna says 9 that look like 10 could combine to be like 10. Rav Ami says 2 Tamid HaChachamim that sharpen each other with halacha could be like 3. Birchlin said a katan ha-perech, which is a minor that he's not the full status of an adult, where his hairs are not totally long enough, his pubic hairs to bend over to be like its root. So, and we have a braisa that seems to be like the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, which said that if a minor didn't bring his 2 hairs, you don't do zimun. And we said you're not medaktikin, which we said, but that's coming to kudu katna periach that has some of the signs of the 2 hairs, which are royally godless, but it's not fully grown. So after this whole Gemara, that's where what Rav Nachman says, which our Tais is quoting, halacha does not follow like all these leniencies. Rather, a child who knows who we're blessing, you could combine him for the zimun and not more. So Taisa says, Mashmid sounds like from this teaching of Rav Nachman, when he says the halacha is not like all these teachings, kol hanishmaitza, the koyinam Rabbi Yechanan, that's also going on the previous halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, that he said that we are going to even include a katan ha-pireach, which we had a machlekes, Rashi and Taisa is how to define that, but it's a child that's not fully developed 13 with 2 pubic hairs, he has only 1 of the 2, that even that we're saying that halacha does not fall like that. Says Taisa, blaine here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Shari in derech ha-gemara, it's not the custom of the Gemara, shaseisu div amiram, that just rejects out of hand the opinion of Amiram, in this case Rabbi Yechanan, the ha-braisa shehevi raila div Rabbi Yechanan, and also we even have a braisa that's supposed to be Rabbi Yechanan, to just reject the b'lo shum tam without any reasoning, that's not the norm of the Gemara to do that, and how could it just out of hand reject that interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan? So rather, says Taisa Yishlem, what you could say is that actually Rav Nachman is not coming to disagree with the braisa. Rather, he's coming to disagree with Reb Yechanan. The koi akotin pireach, because he's going on this case of the minor that sprouted. Kalem, in other words, he's coming to say that Loch is not like Reb Yechanan, that he was saying that every cotton pireach mazanalav, that it sounds like from Reb Yechanan that any minor that sprouts, you do zim with him. That's what Rav Nachman is coming to say. No, hainu davka, that's only that in addition, hayidei lemimavarchin, that he knows who we're blessing for, meaning, what would he sing from Rav Nachman? He's not rejecting the braisa. The braisa is correct. You need to have. The halacha would be even a katan pireach, yemezam nalav. But not like Rabbi Yechanan that says any katan pireach. It's that you also need, and that's Rav Nachman's qualifying, also that yidei lemimavarchin, which is v'tavaya be'inan. So you need both. You need to have a katan pireach, which is that he, like the way Taisa explains from Ben Chananel, that you have 2 pubic hairs that's not long, that long, that's the shiryad. But in addition, you also need to have that he knows who the bracha is for. And if that's the case, so the braiso is exactly as we're saying, that it's katan ha-pireach, that we're including from this imedakta makatan, but it's besides pireach, you also need to know, like Rav Nachman saying, yedei lemimavarch. Says Taisa, so l'pirushenu tzorachlem, according to the way we just explained, you have to say, that the Gemara doesn't bring the story with Abai and Rava, where he asked them who we're making the bracha for, and they responded to Hashem, that and they knew who they're making the bracha for. That was not le'inin azmuni alaihu. That was not to include them in an actual zimun, because we could assume, as Taisa is going to shortly explain, that they weren't that old yet. They didn't have 2 pubic hairs that even just started sprouting. El lefarish, rather, the Gemara is just coming to explain. Mahu katan hayidei lemimavarchin. What is the definition of what does it mean, a child that knows who we're blessing for? Because as Taisa says, the mistamalei parchem hava, Abai and Rava were not that old. They weren't the age when they already sprouted 2 pubic hairs. Them came because actually, if that was the case, they were that old. Let's say they were 11, 12, whatever it was. Ma ribusayu im yoidin lemimavarchin. What would be the chiddush? What would be the novelty in saying that they know who you make a bracha for? It's very common when the child is that age, when they already start sprouting 2 pubic hairs, that they know who we're blessing. They know who Hashem is, which is very old. And therefore you have to say that, no, they were little kids, they're little boys. And that was the chiddush, that even though they were tiny little boys, they knew who would make a bracha for. And says Taisa, Rabbi Nami Davin, and actually Rabbi who did this, that he was asking them, oh, do you know who we bench to? He was just coming to show that these tiny little boys, they already have such understanding, even though Vahim Kitanim, even though they're minors, but they're going to end up being great people. But says Taisus, but they weren't doing Zim with them, because as we just explained, Rav Nachman doesn't say that's the only criterion. He was not disagreeing with the Brais. He was saying that in addition, the Brais that says that you, even a Katan Perech, but it's in addition to being knowing Lemimavarch. Now, continuous taste is Voim Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam actually says that although, yeah, as we're saying in the Divri HaMaskel of Taisus, the teaching of Rav Nachman, that Allah does not follow like all the prior teachings of all these leniencies regarding Tziruv. Niu, however, says Rabbein Tam, Halacha k'Bishum Alevi. However, the Halacha is like one of the teachings that were prior mentioned, that of Bishum Alevi. The Amar Katan Mamish, that he says, a real baby, a real child, Ice and Ice Sniff Lasar, you could combine them, even in the cradle, even in the crib, as to be the 10th person for the when there's a Zeman of 10. Now, because Vahachad bein Perech v'yodea, this explains Rabbeinu Tam. Because although we just established from Rav Nachman that the Gemara is quoting that says Allah has not like all the prior teachings, rather, as he qualifies the Brais, there has to be a child that starts sprouting. And he knows Lamim Avarchan, Hainu Davka B'shleisha, says Rabbeinu Tam, that was said specifically regarding a Zeman of 3 people. And v'les hechasak kakan hachani shmeitza, this statement that he said, Allah is not like all the prior teachings, loyko, Yerub Shem Alevi is not going Yerub Shem Alevi, he was going in regards to a minion of people for benching, which is of 10. And says Taisa B'deikanami, actually, precise reading seems to indicate this, because shari mafsik ha-gemar bein taim, because the Gemara actually separates between the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Levi and all the other leniencies that are all put together, that we're saying that Allah is not like them, there's a separation in the Gemara. We have the story of Eliezer that he freed his slave to join the minion. And also of Dilo'ilim Yashkam Adam, we have where the teaching is said that a person should always be from the Asari Shainim, the Tanakh Abbasim, we have a Brisa that supports that teaching. And that therefore Rabbi Shmuel Levi's his teaching was separate from all those other teaching, Kol Hanishmaitza. And the rather explains Rabbi Natam, Kol Hanishmaitza, the Buster Tanya Kabase the Yashkim. All the other quote teachings that we're saying that Allah is not like them are after that Brisa that supports the teaching of that a person should get up early and come to shul and be from the Sabri Shainim, which is already a big separation between Rabbi Shmuel Levi's teaching and all the other teachings. That's what we're saying, those teachings, the halakha is not like them. Kagan, for example, Tisha B'Aaron, when we said that if you have 9 people with the ark, or V'Shabbos V'Shnayim, or you have Shabbos and 2 people, or V'Tisha Nirin Kasar, you have 9 that look like 10, or V'Shnayim Echadim, or 2 that sharpen each other with halakha, or V'Katan Perech, or just Rabbi Yechon's halakha of the minor who sprouted, it's regarding all those that we say halakha is not like them, but Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, Rabbi Natam, halakha does follow like him that we could combine the baby by the 10th person for a zeman. Now, but then Taisus addressed a question on Rabbeinu Tam. Avagav de Tana Braisa Hachi, what do you mean? How are you saying that Allah is not like that last one also, Rabbi Yechanan, that of Katan Pereach, that you don't have to be a minor that's sprouted. No, it's even the child that knows Lumi Mavarchim, but isn't there a Braisa that's supposed to be Rabbi Yechanan, Lasui Pereach, that comes to include a child that's sprouted that you do the Zim with him, but that sounds like it has to be specifically a child that's sprouted, then you do Zim, and how could Rav Nachman say Allah is not like all those which includes the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan? And that explains Taisus, Yamedin Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will explain that teaching of the Braisa, Be'en Yadeh Lamim Avarchen. If you don't know who you're making the bracha for, then you need to have to be, and this our Rabbeinu Tam explains it differently than we explained in the beginning of Taisus, then you have to be the age of a child that's sprouted. But a minor who knows Lamim Avarchen, you don't have to be Peirach even. But Rabbi Yechon was talking about all situations of a minor. Even if he knows Lamim Avarchen, that you have to be Peirach to be Mitzarev, but if not, that's to say Halacha is not like him. And that is, it's either one or the other, either Katan Perech, or even if it's Lamim Avarch. Now, Taisa also addresses this teaching of Rav Nachman that says that a minor that doesn't know Lamim Avarch, and he's not Perech, then you don't do Zimun him, explains Taisa that's not a contradiction for the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who, as we just pointed out, he says that it's even a baby could be combined. Says Taisa, V'hani namak Rabbi Shmuel Levi, this is also like Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Namal El, that he said previously, Katan Ein Mezamna Lav, he actually holds that a child, you cannot do Zim with him. Pirish, Mutal Ba'arisa, if it's in the crib, Ache Yede Lamim Avarchim. He agrees to this teaching of Rav Nachman. Until you know to the age that who you're blessing, then you cannot combine. Avabat, but as we mentioned before, although the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Eisen Eisen Snifla Sara, that's different. To make him just a combination for 10, that's not to create the Zim. The Zim is ordered 3. To make that, you could say, Elikenu, Pirish LeBrichas Amazin, for let's say Brichas Amazin, or Bohadin LeTfilo, if you need a minion, the Baha'u'llah, Paul Rav Nachman, there actually Rav Nachman does not disagree. uperech. Because when does he hold you need to have, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, actually, it's not like that you need both yudei and perech. Like we said in the beginning, as the Mefarshim explained, it's either one or the other. This Rabbeinu Tam is explaining, in Rav Nachman, that the child has to be either that he knows lamim mevarchim, or that he's perech. Because perech, like we explained, hanimil lezim and shloisha, that's only to create a zimun of three people. Avol asnif, but just to be an addition of the tenth man, Moider B'Shem Levi, this is not a machlekes. Rav Nachman does not disagree with B'Shem Levi, neither him with Rav Nachman, because the snif la sara, because to be just a number 10 for Birchas Hamazon, over Huadin Latfilo, or even for davening, the cut and mitzarf. Halacha is that the minor does combine, even if he does not sprout hears, and even does not know the Mim Mavarchim, even if he's in the crib. So again, like we said, Rabbeinu Tam comes out, 2 points la halacha. One is that for three people, it's enough for the mind that knows or that is perech, not like the first answer we said, you need to have perech and yudea. And additionally, Rabbeinu Tam rules that for 10 people, you don't need anything, even a baby in the crib is going to be mitzvah. Now Taisa brings proof to Rabbeinu Tam that he said that the halacha is like a B'Shuma Levi, that a minor, a baby in the crib could be the 10th person, that not only is that for Birchas Hamazon, that's even for davening. B'deka Nami, says Taisus, and a precise reading of our Gemara seems to indicate this idea, because the Parach Alam in Maisid Reb Eliezer, the Gemara asked Rabbi Shuman Levi, who says that a baby could be number 10 from the story of Reb Eliezer. Shalilit Fila, what was the story of Reb Eliezer? That you saw that you cannot combine the slave, the baby, for number 10. You see, he had to free his slave. And he was asking Rabbi Shuman Levi to marry Birchaz Amazin. And that was a question on Rabbi Shuman Levi, who was talking about a 10th man, which is a slave for Birchaz Amazin. So you see, obviously, that tefillah and Birchaz Hamazon have the same halacha. So just like by evidence, the same, so too by the baby in the crib. And just like B'Shuma Levi says, and Taisus explains from Rabbeinu Tam that Rav Nachman agrees to that, and that it's only for three that you have to know Lamim Mavarchim. But for the number 10, you could combine the baby in the crib. So too, for davening for a minyan, you could have the 10th man could be the baby in the crib. But a miyu tim, however, it's a wonder, says Taisus, because the Bebereishis Rabba come and the Medrash Rabba is brought. Allah Reb Shuman Levi, and this teaching of Reb Shuman Levi that we just quoted, that the 10th one could be a baby, Hadu Dutema says the Medrash, that's Labirchaz Hamazon, that's a benching. Avalet Tefillah Lai, but the Medrash clearly says that does not apply to a minyan for davening. But, Vahayam Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam would say, Dein Allah Hakin, Allah does not follow like that Medrash. Lafisha Chelik Al Gemara Shalom, since that Medrash disagrees with our Gemara, and we rule like a Gemara, not like a Medrash, because like we said before, the Vajib Shuman Levi, Lein Tefillah Namakama, most definitely, Shuman Levi, when he said that the 10th person could be a baby in the crib, was not only for Birchaz HaMazon, but even for davening, but the Parch, Mo'ud Reb Eliezer, might be true, like we mentioned before, from the fact that the Gemara asked him the story of Eliezer, which was the 10th man of a slave for davening, on Shuman Levi's teaching of a slave for the 10th man for Birchaz HaMazon, obviously it's the same thing, and therefore, just like he says, it works for Birchaz HaMazon, it works for davening. Now, continues Taisus. V'yesh mitzarfen katan l'tfila. There are those who they want to say, okay, we can make a minor, the 10th man for the minyan, for davening, but rak shei chumash b'yadet. Just however, as long as the child is holding a chumash in his hand. V'ayim Rabbeinu Tam said, the minik shtosu. This is a custom of idiocy. Because the chiheche, the amar atu arin gavru, who just the Gemara says, what do you think, the 10th person could be the ark? Is an ark a person? Hachanami atu chumash gavru, what do you think, is a chumash a person? How could that help that he's holding a chumash? Valid more of a point number two is, had the amar katan mitzarf, we say clearly that this that we say, Reb Shuman Levi's teaching that a minor could combine, hayna filibu lai chumash, they don't need the chumash. Valid more of a point number three is, dolecha azin b'shum duchtu de mahani, we don't find anywhere that such a concept that holding a chumash should help. There's one place regarding when they want to intercalate the year, which to add an Ibriya, add another month of Adar, when they went up to the upper story, as is brought by Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in this eighth parak, the comment that it says over there, with three people you need to go ahead and make it in the Ibriya, leap year. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Basar, you need 10 people. Now, and if they don't have 10, what they do is they bring a Torah scroll, they make a circle, etc. Now, Deir doesn't mention anything. It just says to bring a Sefer Torah. It doesn't mention that the minor should hold the Sefer Torah. And more of it says, there it doesn't say, a Torah scroll, that's made in the scroll. But our chamashin, which is not made in the scroll, that's not going to help. And therefore, most definitely, like Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a minig of shtus. A chumash doesn't help for a minor at all to combine. Rather, you don't need the cut in itself, like we said before, combined to the 10th person, even without a sefer Torah, like Rabbeinu Tam had said. Now, Umiyu, however, brings Taisus, come and be Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does say, Amr B'Yesi, Zimnen achlet im Reb Chalafta Abba. It happened that I ate with my father Reb Chalafta. Reb Chanina Bar Sarsi, Chavivi, my beloved Reb Chanina Bar Sarsi. V'loim nizamni levoy. They would not include me into the Zimun. Acha avesish tei Cyrus. Until I brought two pubic hairs. Now, says Tais Misham Hashem, when they show me there, it sounds like, they'll starve for Zimun, to combine for Zimun. Loyav denuv, that we don't combine. Acha yavish tei Cyrus. Until you bring two pubic hairs, which is not like everything we've been saying up until now. And the Gersa takes out the words Halat Tfilah Avdi. Now, so therefore, Mutech Yerushalmi Zef, from this Yerushalmi, which you just brought, that it sounds like over there, that from that, that it brings the teaching of Rabbi Yesi, after the halacha, that you make the minor, the tenth person, Pirishri, the re-explain, De'ein oisin cut and sniff la'sar, no, that you don't, it sounds from Yerushalmi, that not like this teaching of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that the story being brought afterwards is to say that we don't make the minor, the tenth person, Leila Tvila, Leila Berchaz Amazin, not for minyan for davening, and not for Berchaz Amazin, not like the way Rabbi Natam had explained. Because it sounds like from Yishalmi that they brought the story of Rabbi Yesi afterwards to disagree with this halacha of combining the child for the tenth person. And Vagam Hoyoimi Ri, and also actually the Ri would say, Shagam Rabbi Natam Asma. Even Rabbi Natam himself, who we just quoted him before, that says, yes, for the tenth person, for Birchas Mazon and for davening, you could use a baby. That Lo Hayonoig Lasses came, that actually was not his custom, Lasses Cotton, Snef Lassar. He would never do this in practice to have a young boy to be the tenth person for the minion. But Lo Yosamais, and he never did such a thing. So Behilchuk, therefore, by default, the fellow chumash biyadu lemahani, then even if the child would hold the chumash, wouldn't help, kedibrashan, like we explained. Because kivun delay is hanukat navadi, since we're explaining from the Yushami, that a child himself would not help, so gam chumash biyadu loyishani, so holding chumash also wouldn't help, because we said, that's lemayla b'lemur, that doesn't help, that doesn't make it worse, it doesn't make a difference. Now, umi, however, katan perech, the yidei lemim avarchen. But if it's a child that already sprouted the hair, it's just not long enough to be the regular share of being an adult, and he knows who you make the bracha for, that's mashmash and mevarchin lov. That sounds like that you would include him for the zimun, which is our halacha of Rav Nachman and our sugya. Gam b'shlesha, even with three people, kebrais, like the brais that was brought, because of lekaman the polig, there's actually no one that disagrees with this, even the Yerushalmi that requires two pubic hairs. However, that's only, they would agree to this concept that if it's a cotton that's perech, even if it's not, that the hair is bent over, that as long as he's again, he has these two things, the Yerushalmi doesn't require, even though they require an adult two hairs, the way the Tais is explaining it, it's not that you need to have the two hairs in the regular shear. They just require that it should be Pireach and Yedei Lamim Avarchim. And therefore, like Rav Nachman's teaching here in Astug, you would agree that that would be enough to make the Zimun of three. Now, Taisa concludes, V'zeh Lashon Rabbeinu, this is the wording of our teacher. So, Paisik Maskan de Milsa, that he rules, and this is the conclusion of this sugya. Ein Oisin Katan Snif La'asara, you actually do not combine a minor as a combination for 10, L'zimun, for Bechsamazin, L'tfila, and for davening, U'lishleisha, and for 3, Atshi Yavish Teisaris, until you bring two Pibukirs, Ku'uv de Drabis Rechlaf de Rishami, as we brought from the Ri, as they ruled, not like Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rav Nachman here in our sugya, it's until you bring two pubic hairs, as it sounds like from that story in the Yerushalmi. Now, Bahadur Mimi Yerushalmi, this story said in the Yerushalmi, cotton besefer Torah, oisin oisay sniff, which just actually sounds like that teaching that we said that, oh, it's enough that a minor holds a sefer Torah, that then you could combine them. So that's not like what we said, that it doesn't help by a child holding a chumash or even a sefer Torah. So Emory explains the garus hasim cotton lis sefer Torah. It's not like, and therefore this is where the minig of shtus started from, that it's a minor with a sefer Torah, oh, that's going to help. No. It means the minor will combine for the sefer Torah. Kalem, what that means to say is, sniff the kriyas ha-Torah kam. What it means to say is, he could be number 10 for the reciting of the Torah in the shul. Because of Adafka Hasim, yes, specifically over there, unlike Berchas Hamazon and for Tfilah, Kedisa b'Megillah, the Gemara brings in Masechta Megillah, Nafchav Gimlam and Aleph, the Katan Oyla l'min Yeshiva, the Katan, a minor, could be counted for the seven Aliyahs that we have. Because the Karma, the Gemara says, I call Oyla l'min Yeshiva, everyone can be counted for the number seven of Aliyahs on Shabbos. What's everyone? I feel a Katan, even a minor. Now, as Taisa points out, I feel a Isha, the truth is, even a woman could get an Aliyah, Eloi have a Mishum Kabat Tzibra, unless there wouldn't be a problem about the dignity of the Tzibra for a woman getting Aliyah. But like we said, although a minor lists sefer Torah for kriyas ha-Torah could be combined, but for everything else, for the tefillah and for Birchas Hamazon, we do not combine a katan for anything. Now, va'afila imashkechan b'shum dochtan, even says to us, if we find anywhere in any place the katan v'chumash mitzdarf, that you would say that a minor and a chumash would combine, and afila tefillim v'davening, even if you would say such a thing, says to us, and a dafka also begillion. That's again only if the chumash is made with a scroll. Of chumash and shalonu, that are prints of chumash and loy, that would not be viable at all, and therefore it wouldn't help for a minute. Now, the pirush of the tam. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation, that he said that a minor could combine for the temple, and even without a seifat tara, so that's also the other way. Chumash in the moil klal biyad katan. That doesn't help to have a chumash. Aval kut l'chud have a sniff, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, even just a minor itself would combine. Now, aval trei, but one thing points out Taisus, but two children and eight adults, loy, that would not work. Could the kamagab of the Rebbeleza we find by the sort of Eliezer, even if you're going to say that a slave like Rebshuban Levi will combine for number 10, but it can't be 9 and 10, therefore he freed one slave to be a regular Jew to be number 9, and the 10th one is a slave, so too would be by children, even if you're going to combine the child, it would only be one, not two. Rabbeinu Tam Pirush, and Rabbeinu Tam, he explains, not like the proof of the Re, which was to be Nalag Rabbeinu Tam, he explains that he, the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chalavta, with that story that we inferred, like the Re wanted to say, that since it was said after the halacha of combining the child for the 10th one, that's come to tell us, no, that it doesn't work even for the 10th one, until he actually brings two Cyrus, that Rabbeinu Tam explains that, no, Dafka B'Shleishamai, that was saying that you cannot combine the child, that was only for Zimna 3. But for 10, as Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, even for Birchas HaMazdam, 10 and of Davening, that then he holds that a baby would combine, and therefore that's why he disagrees with the Re. So we saw from Tesis, to combine the child for a Zeman of 3, according to one interpretation of Tesis, you need to have two things. The cotton has to be Pireach, sprouted, and he has to know Lamim Avarchim. That was Rav Nachman's teaching, and therefore it wasn't disagreeing with the Braisa, just with Rabbi Yechna. According to Ben Tam, you need to have either that the child sprouted, or he knows Lamim Avarchim. That's for 3. And regarding combining for a 10, for Birchas HaMazon and for Davening, according to Rabbeinu Tam, yes, you could combine even a baby, even without a Chumash. According to Re, no, you cannot combine. And if you're going to find that it's a minor with a Chumash, again, that would only be if it's made with in a scroll. And moreover, the Re says that even though Rabbeinu Tam said his opinion, he didn't actually practice that to actually combine a child. Now, a cotton that's Perech, and he knows Lamim Avarchin, that we could combine for Asara, for Birchas HaMazon. And regarding Kriyas HaTorah, that we say, yes, everyone's going to agree that you could combine a child, because since he could be part of the seven Aliyahs, so therefore, you could combine them also for 10. And so too by Ibar HaShana, that's the one exception where we find the Sefer Torah being mentioned, but that's, again, that's for the 10 people, that's unnecessary, but again, that would only be a Gilyan, that wouldn't be Archamashim. Kim in the next Taste of Yom Asa, Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Abaye V'Rava Hava Yasim V'Chulu. Abaye Rava was sitting, etc. The Gemara brings that Abaye Rava was sitting in front of Rabbah, and he asked Rabbah, who he making a bracha to? He said, oh, to Rachmana to Hashem. So then he asked him, where's Hashem? So Rabbah pointed to the ceiling, and Abaye went out and pointed to the sky. And the Rabbah said, oh, both of you are going to be rabbis, and that's what people say, you could tell a pumpkin from when it's very small from its sap, that you could recognize that, although they're young, they're going to be Tamed Chacham. So, however, Vim Taimer Teis says, if you're going to say, and Teis asks to take a second look, hey Chedem, what's the case talking about? If they are minors that already sprouted, because as we explained in the previous Taises, that in the first interpretation held that you need to have both. Rav Nachman was saying, which was his halacha, that not just like the Braisa said that they have to be sprouted, but also that they have to know Lamim of Orchon. So my Ravusa have a Bahusha Habitu Klabimala. What's the big chiddush, the novelty that they looked up heavenward to say that's where Hashem is? Great, they're already 11, 12, whatever it is, and therefore they already sprouted and they know the Lamim Avarchim. What's the Chiddush? Well, Tzarech Lemer, rather you have to say, like Taiz alluded to in the previous Taizes, the high level is Mune Alayu Koman Silahu. This that he was testing them about where's Hashem wasn't to include them for the Zeman. Because to the contrary, they actually were very young. And that was what the Rebbe was trying to point out. See how sharp they are. That, so even though they knew the Lamim Avarchim, they would not include them. Rather, he was just coming to test them to show that how smart and intelligent they were, that even though they were little boys, they know where Hashem is, but again, not to include them in Zeman, because that you need to have either, again, like in the previous interpretation of Taisus, you need to have Kut and Perech and Yudei Lamim Avarchim, not just Yudei Lamim Avarchim. Timon next, Taisus Dibim Aschel, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Tisha Sha'achlu Dagan, if 9 people ate grain, the Echad Yarek, and one was eating just a vegetable, still Mitzdarfen, you could combine them, which Taisus comes to qualify, is this only for a combination of a Zeman of 10, or even for a Zeman of 3? Which the Gemara brought this teaching, that 9 people that ate grain and 1 ate vegetable, you combined for a Zeman of 10. So Taisus says, that's actually the halacha. Echad Sha'achlu Yarek, even if one's eating just a vegetable, like Shosa Kaisiyah, and he just drank a cup of wine, Mitzdarf, you could combine him for the Zeman. The one who's answering could even say, not like what's called Baruch, or Baruch Shemay Tamil Lelem Vod, for someone who didn't eat, he responds. No, he could even say, he could respond, blessed is the one that we ate from his food, Sharishti b'chalal achila, even though he just drank, drinking is included in eating, and he could say shachal mishaloi. And although he didn't eat grain, he just drank a cup of wine, he could say shachal mishaloi. Now, it says Tezbi Yeshua, right? Some those who want to say, Dahainu dafkal aziman asar. This is specifically for a ziman of 10 people. But for a ziman of 3, you cannot combine someone who didn't eat grain. Because Dareila El, because previously regarding, when we just talked about previously regarding combining a child, Namin Machmarin and Tfei Betzir of Shleisha Me'asara, as we pointed out, there's more stringencies regarding combining for a ziman of 3, which creates a ziman, than for that of 10, which already has a ziman, that's just coming to add on the Lekenu. So therefore here too, that we're more stringent, although we're being lenient regarding combining someone who didn't eat grain for 10, but we wouldn't do that for 3. But Amir, however, says, Tesei B'Yerushalmi Tani, and the Yerushalmi learned that actually, Shnayim Sha'achlu Pas V'Echad Yarek, for 3, a ziman of 3, if 2 people ate bread and 1 ate vegetables, says the Yerushalmi, Mezamin, you could include him in the ziman, and Mechim Pasek Ribet Tesefta, and so to the Ri in his Tesis, he said this halacha, that this leniency of adding a non-bread person for ziman, as long as he ate something else, would even be for 3. However, Vasar Mikutzi Mefarsh, the Sar, the master from Kutzi, he explains that actually, De'en Halacha Kaisa Breis of the Yerushalmi. Halacha does not follow like that price in the Yerushalmi, which is to say that we could even do this leniency regarding 3, and therefore we don't have this leniency. What's his proof? It says Chada, first of all, Shari Masik Allah Hasam. The Yerushalmi there concludes regarding this Masnitin, this Braisa, it's like Kerb Shimim Gamliel. So Kalaima, what the Yerushalmi means to say, is Rabban and Pligi. That must mean, oh, it's like only Reb Shimon Gamliel. But the rabbis, they disagree, Dolei Mitztarfi, that no, you cannot combine by Ziman of 3 someone who didn't eat bread. And therefore says Taisus, Ve'en Halacha Kiyachad. And says the Samarkutzi, we know the Halacha is not like a Yachad in the Rabban. So that's proof number one, that we don't rule like that Halacha the Yerushalmi of combining the leniency even for 3. Vay, moreover, proof number two, says the Samarkutzi, because the Imkain, if that would be the case that the Yerushalmi rules, La Halacha, that 2 people ate bread and 1 ate a vegetable or a cup of wine, you could combine them, then you're going to have kosher Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yechanan. You're going to have a contradiction in the pinz Rabbi Yechanan. How so? Explains this Amr Kutzi. The Hach over here in our sugya, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says clearly, says, De'lo'ilam ein ha'maitzi, you cannot fulfill others' obligations, atcha yechel kezayis dagan. Until you eat an olive size of bread, you cannot be the one to lead the zim. Now, hametz darif, but to combine, not to lead it, but to be answering for the zimun, shaprah fulaytom elashtir, it would be okay even if you don't eat anything, rather if you just drink, that even that would be enough. Kuv to Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach. Like the story of Shimon ben Shatach, where he drank a cup of wine, where though he said he can't lead for them, but that, because to lead, like Rabbi Yechanan says, you need a kezayis of dagan, but to just answer, yeah, that would be okay even if you just drink a cup of wine. However, Rabbi Yechanan says, la'ilam emezamnen, that you cannot be part of the zeman, until you eat a kezayis. Now, Mashma says, Taisus, afilam mitzarf. It sounds like that this teaching is that he cannot be even part of the Zeman, not just leading the Zeman, even if he did only if he could only be part of it, unless he had a kezayis of dagan, which has a contradiction with Rabbi Yechon over here, who says, no, to be part, you could even part even if you didn't need a kezayis dagan. I mean, you just drank a cup of wine. Rather, don't you hear from this, says the Sar Mekutzi, from the fact that we have a contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Yechanan, what you would have to say would be, is that Khan over here in our Gemara here in the Bavli, in Masechtas Brachas, Rabbi Yechanan holds that even if someone just eats a vegetable or drinks a cup of wine, he could combine Das Tomar of Zeman of La Asara for 10 people. Now, Rabbi Yerushalmi, that sounds like that he's not going to combine, Ayu B'Zeman Shleisha, is talking about a Zeman of 3 people. So since we verify that the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan is to differentiate between 3 and 10 in this topic, now moreover, as the Mefarshim explain, we generally assume that when there's an unspecified statement in Yerushalmi, it's Rabbi Yechanan, so you have to obviously say that even according to Yerushalmi, the halacha is not like that braisa that says that 2 people that eat grain and 1 that eats a vegetable you could combine, rather no, as we have to resolve the contradiction, only for 10 they combine, but for 3 not. And that's how we resolve the contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan, and that anonymous statement also, obviously, the Yerushalmi hold not like that Allah, and we do not rule like that. Now, continues Taisus, Lahashim La'asara, to combine for 10, Afilei Kishnayim V'Shleisha Shashasu, even if there's 2 or 3 people that drank, Mitztarfin, they combine, because as we pointed out before, V'Shti B'Chlal Achila, drinking is included in eating, and V'Lei Kaptinin Ela, Ruba Deminka, like our Gemara tells us, the only thing we're particular is that you have an obvious majority, which is 7 people who ate bread, But more than that, you don't need. And therefore, it's enough if the rest, either like the Gemara says, ate vegetables, or even if they drank a cup of wine, that would be good for 10. But again, says the Sarma Kutzi, not for 3. So what Taisa brought is that in the Gemara we saw that if 9, like our different mask of Taisa says, if 9 people ate grain and 1 ate vegetables, we combine. So Taisa wanted to say that that's specifically for 10. But for 3, they would not combine. Meaning, if there were 2 people eating bread, 1 ate a vegetable, they would not combine. Because just like we see regarding a minor, we're more stringent by 3 than by 10. So too regarding adding on other non-bread eaters. But in Yerushalmi, we explicitly brought that if someone ate a vegetable, he could combine even with 3, and that's how the re-rules. But the Sarma Kutzi, he disagrees, and he says, no, halacha is not like that braisa. Because like we said, in Yerushalmi, explains, first of all, that's only like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which that's a das yochad, not like the Rabban. And additionally, as he said, that we have a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. If someone that eats a vegetable could combine or not, and therefore we said you have to differentiate between 10 and 3, and since the Stam Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yechanan, you have to say even Yerushalmi does not rule like that braitza, that it'll combine even for 3. Now, additionally, Tosfos ended up by saying that for 10, for a quorum, then it helps even if you have 2 or 3 people eating your vegetables, and or if they drink a cup of wine, where they could say Shachal Mishalai. And as long as you have a Ruby de Minker, that's going to be okay. Then the next taste of the Masl, this begins with the words of the Gemara, until he eats an olive size of grain of bread. The taste explains, where do you find that someone who eats a kezayis, which is only rabbinically obligated in Berachas HaMazon, could exempt the rest that could be even biblically obligated? And that is because the Gemara brought the story, they drank a cup of wine with Yan HaMelech, and he made Berachas HaMazon with them. And that, the Gemara says, that Shem Meshadach did it for himself. Because really, the truth is, you're not allowed to be mitzi other people's obligation until you eat a kezayis of dagan. So Tosfos Mashmit sounds like Shema Ochel kezayis dagan. But if let's say he had eaten an olive size of grain, Sheyochel haitzi that it can fulfill Afachem Sheochel al Saiva, even the rest, which is Rashi points out from, as we're going to see, the Sheet of the Bahag, that, what do you mean, the rest did eat al Saiva, because Yanai v'chaver, for sure, they ate a satisfied meal. And still we're seeing that Shem Mitzvah, who, as the Gemara is pointing out, a cup of wine is not good, but had he eaten a kezayis adagan, he would have been able to fulfill the obligation. And that says, Taisa B'Tamer, that's a wonder. The obligation of benching after eating only a kezayis is only rabbinic. And because the biblical obligation is only b'chalta b'savat, when you're satisfied. So b'heichi asad rabban and apata d'ayraisa, how could a rabbinic obligation of birchas hamazon exempt someone that's biblically obligated? Because the Amrinim Perek Misha Meisa, as Taisa brings a proof, the Gemara brings in Daf Chava Mabeis, it says, Tavim ma'ara l'misha ishto yabon of mevarchan. It says that a curse should come to someone who is so ignorant that he can't bench, and he needs his wife or his sons to bench for him. Now, says Taisis, and the Gemara can't even understand, what does that mean? How could a child who is not obligated fulfill a father's obligation that is permitted for the minor to fulfill the father's obligation? The only case the Gemara could find is, how could he fulfill his father's obligation? The Gemara explains, it's Tumah, where the father ate only an olive size. The Asi Katan Rabbanis, and then a minor who's also rabbinically obligated from the laws of Chinuch, Shagil Chinuch, they reach the age of being inaugurated mitzvahs, Upater of, and if he could exempt his father's obligation, who only ate a Kezayis, Shein Chayv El Rabban, who only ate also only a Shid Rabban. But it sounds like if the father had eaten a full satisfied meal, then Ein Yochel Afatra, the son who's only rabbinically obligated, cannot fulfill his father's biblical obligation. So how do we understand Agum over here that he could, the one who's leading the benching, that he could bench for everyone else if he only ate a kezayis, which is only rabbinically obligated? So Taisa brings in a Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains to answer this question. He says that the Mechuyiv Drabanan, someone that's only rabbinically obligated, that he only ate a kezayis, still, Mechuyiv Karina Bey, still we call him something that's, quote, obligated, and therefore he can fulfill even people that are biblically obligated. Aval Bad, as we continue to Mabeis, Kotin Shegil Chinuch, the difference of that Gemara over there in Perek Misha Mesa, Chavchof and Mabeis, a minor that's the age of Chinuch, Loi Mikri Mechuyiv Drabanan, Rashi holds that he's not even rabbinically considered someone that's obligated. Because Rashi explains, you know what the mitzvah of Chinuch is on a minor? The Aviv Chayiv L'Chanchay, the father has to train the child. Avla love, but on the child, ain't shum chiyuv. There's no obligation on the child, and if he's not considered a bar chiyuva, even rabbinically, to fulfill of his obligation. In contrast to the one who ate a kezayis, is considered at least a bar chiyuva, although only, albeit rabbinically obligated, therefore he can fulfill even people's birchas hamazon of biblical, that are biblically obligated. But Taisa says, v'kosh l'perusha, Rashi's interpretation is difficult. Because mikamakim, still at the end of the day, kimin she'inim in atara, since even if the guy is rabbinically obligated himself, because he ate a kezayis, but since it's not biblical, he can't fulfill others' biblical obligation because he does not have that biblical obligation. It's only rabbinic. So he's not the bar chiyuva in the biblical sense. How could he fulfill their obligation? Very more of a question number 2 Taisa asks is, it's difficult to say But that you're going to say a child who's already chinuch age that has to do mitzvahs, that kari inim achuvim rabban, that you're calling him not rabbinically obligated. Because they may not have a rabban, if you saying like Rashi's lamdas that no, the child's not a barchiyu, but the father has to get the child to do, but the child's not considered obligated in mitzvahs even rabbinically, then if that's the case, then ain't a point is aviv. Then how would he exempt his father at all? In other words, how did the Gemara say in Misha Meser that if the father, okay, how do we understand the child fulfilling a father obligation? Father ate a kazayis, which only been obligated. So then the child that's the chinuch age that's also been obligated can fulfill the father's obligation. But according to Rashi, no, the child's not even rabbinically obligated, has no obligation at all. So how could the child, even if the father ate a kazayis, fulfill his father's obligation? So the Tosfos brings that actually the Ubahag Pirish, which Rashi actually brings the Bahag too. Bahag disagrees and he explains that actually, yes, the Echad She'achal Kazayis, our Gemara that's talking about, that if someone ate a Kazayis, that he can fulfill others' obligation, he can be mighty them. No, he could not fulfill his obligation, She'achal Kadeis Sviya, that ate, that they were satisfied. Because Deloy Asad Rabbana, Poyta the Reis, he holds, yeah, of course, you're right. A rabbinical obligation cannot fulfill the biblical obligation. But if let's say the others did not eat more than the Kazayis, then yes, Poyta, and that's what we're saying, that he could exempt them. But says Taisa B'lahi, but that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Asamchina Ubdi Diyana Vechavir, this whole Gemara is based on the story with Shem B'Shetach and Yane and his colleagues. Now, Vahim Ochlu Kadei Sevilla, they ate, obviously, the king's eating a meal that satisfies him. And even so, we see the Kapotlu Shem B'Shetach. Then Shem B'Shetach was exempting their obligation. Now, he did it with a cup of wine. I bet the Gemara brings from Yechon that we don't rule like that, but rather if you had a Kazayas of Dagon that we would rule, but one thing you see is that even if he ate a Kazayas of Dagon, he would be fulfilling others' obligations, even that eight Kadei Sevilla that are biblically obligated. So therefore you see, not like the Bahag who said that if you eat a Kazayas, you cannot fulfill those that are biblically obligated. So Ella Nir L'Chalik, rather Taisa says a third interpretation, he says, to answer the question, he says, the following division. Says the cotton in she'in the barchiyuv klal deraisa. A child is never in the category of the biblical obligation to be considered a barchiyuv biblically. A filochel kadesvi, even if a child would eat so much that he's so stuffed, at the most he would be rabbinically obligated. He's not by mitzvah yet. So hilchach ein machuyv bedava kriinbe. So we quote calling him someone that's not obligated in this mitzvah of the biblical mitzvah of berachas hamazon. Therefore, that's why the Gemara said in the Chavim Beis, he could not fulfill his father's obligation. If his father ate the Kadesh Sevilla, that's biblically obligated, which is the Birchas Hamazon Deraisa, the child can never fulfill the father's obligation because he's not a Baruch Yubi Deraisa. The father only ate the rabbinic shear, so now they're both rabbinically obligated, then they can fulfill his obligation. Avogadol, but says Taisa, but an adult, he is a biblically obligated person in the halacha of Birchas Hamazon, ki achel kadeis mi, when at least he eats a satiated meal. So we're calling him, even though he doesn't have the actual obligation now, we call him someone who's obligated in this. Even if actually, says Taisa, is a big chiddush, even had he not eaten anything, he would be able to fulfill all his obligations. Like we say in the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah and the Chav Tesem and Aleph, it says, Kol HaBrachas, all blessings. Ava Pisha Yatsa, even though someone already fulfilled his obligation, Moiti, he can fulfill others' obligations. Chutz mi Brachas Alechem, except for the Bracha on bread, or Brachas Ayin, the Bracha on wine, means to say things that are Brachas Anenin, that we don't have the halacha of Arvis. And then you cannot fulfill others' obligations. But behind the time, and the reason is why, in general, even if a person's not obligated, he can fulfill someone else's obligations. That's because the Chal Yisrael, Ariven Zebezed, this halacha known as Arvis, all Jews are guarantors one for the other. And therefore, even though you fulfilled your obligation or you don't have it now, you could bench for someone else. You could make their bracha because you have an obligation. It's like almost you didn't do it when the other person didn't do it. So therefore, it says, Taisis, same thing applies for benching. That Ava Pisha Yatza, even though the person already fulfilled his obligation already and he's not obligated in Birchas Hamazon, doesn't make a difference. Maitzi, you'd be able to fulfill someone else's obligations because it breaches, like we explained. So then, wait a second, why did Yechon have to say that you cannot fulfill others' obligations until you eat Okazayas dog? And this says you have to have an olive size of grain. That actually ain't a tzarek, that you don't need for the halacha of being Maitzi others' derchiyah. That's even without even having eaten at all because of Arvis. The only reason why you have to eat it, because as I've dug in, is Elisha Yucholoy Meshachal Mumishaloy. Because the Birchas HaZimon is that we ate from his, and that's enough. Where the Kazayas, but then it's already, quote, a shame of Achila on that. And therefore, an adult can fulfill someone else's obligation even without eating at all. It's only to be able to say Shechal Mumishaloy that you have to eat a Kazayas. But a minor, says Taisa, is not biblically obligated at all. He does not have the halach of Arvis for his father's biblical mitzvah, and therefore he cannot fulfill his father's obligation only if the father ate a Kazayas. And then he can fulfill it. But if the child ate a kezayis, since he's not an arv in his father's mitzvah, he cannot fulfill his father's obligation. But an adult that has the halacha of arvis could fulfill on all obligations in all ways, even if he doesn't have the chiv at all. It's only to say shechal mishalai, they have to eat a kezayis to say that he had eaten an act of eating. So, conclusion, Tesis brought from Rashi, someone eats a kezayis, which is only rabbinic shir, could fulfill someone else's biblical obligation of a satisfied meal, even though that's not Torah. Because someone who's rabbinically obligated is considered mechuyev b'davar. But a minor who's not mechuyev at all, even rabbinically, his father just has the chiyuv b'chinuch on him, therefore he cannot fulfill his father's biblical obligation on Birchas HaMazon. Now, Tosfos brings, however, that no, if someone even didn't eat at all, he says, could fulfill even someone that has a biblical obligation of Birchas HaMazon or other brachas because of the din of arvis. It's only to be able to say, shechalnu mishaloi, that he has to eat an olive size of bread. But a minor, even though he's rabbinically obligated, but since he does not have the halach of arvis, he cannot fulfill someone else's, his father's, biblical obligation of birchas hamazon. Whereas Tosfos brought the Bahag, that he actually says that no, if someone ate a kezayis of dagon, is only rabbinically obligated, he could only fulfill someone else's obligation that also only has rabbinic obligation. But the Bahag actually holds that if in a situation that if someone ate kedei svia, would not be able to be mitzi with his rabbinic share of kezayis, which that was Rashi's question on the Bahag, where obviously Yanev Chaverov ate kedei svia, and therefore that's why they rejected that interpretation. That's Tosfos brings that also, that would seem to be that even though the person only ate kezayis, he would be able to fulfill someone else's biblical obligation of kedei svia.